Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess in pop culture. This week, Billie Eilish, Legally Blonde prequel series, The Wicked trailer, and more. SNL wrapped its 49th season this weekend as Jake Gyllenhaal and musical guest Sabrina Carpenter hit the stage to sing their way into viewers' hearts. Carpenter sang hit songs Espresso, Feather, and Nonsense, and Gyllenhaal reminded everyone of his musical talent by singing a Boys to Men parody in his monologue. Additionally, the cast starred in a Scooby-Doo sketch and poked fun at airline troubles and NYPD to conclude their season. In music, Billie Eilish released her third studio album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, on Friday. The album is in collaboration with her brother Phineas and consists of 11 songs. Similarly, Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction, also released his fourth studio album, Room Under the Stairs, on Friday. His album consists of 15 songs and, similarly to Eilish's album, has no featured artists. Prime Video announced that a Legally Blonde prequel series entitled Elle is officially in the works. The show is set to follow the 2001 movies star Elle Woods in high school. While no casting has been announced, it is confirmed that Reese Witherspoon's media company, Hello Sunshine, is set to produce the show. Last week, the official trailer for part one of the movie adaptation of Wicked was released. The trailer features clips of several musical numbers, gives viewers more clues as to how similar the movie will be to its Broadway version, and shows stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo absolutely bringing their all to these iconic characters. The trailer already has close to 5 million views on YouTube and has theater kids everywhere wanting to defy gravity. See Wicked in theaters on November 27. Finally, the NBA playoffs have come to a close. First, the Boston Celtics defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers in a 4-1 series final. Next, the Dallas Mavericks secured their spot in the Final Four by defeating the Oklahoma City Thunder by 1 point in Game 6 of their series, leaving their series 4-2. Yesterday, the Indiana Pacers defeated the New York Knicks in Game 7 of their series, and finally, the Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Denver Nuggets in Game 7, adding the missing piece to the Final Four. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Jessica Watts.